Episode 720, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Will they ever get it?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, ladies. Happy New Year's Eve. It is on the cusp of a brand new, fresh start, 2017. And to top it off, it is confession. It's the last confession day of 2016. I feel like we need to go out with a bang. And oh, are we ever? Will they ever get it? That's what I feel like I shout to myself inside my head over and over again. And will it ever stop? But first, before we get into that girl talk, and it's going to be a good one, let's say hello and welcome to all of our brand new family members. I am so excited that you're here, delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to finding the simple in every day. We cover all topics here, don't we? We are women of impact. And you know what that means? I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. That means you have a change happening every single day. Change is our constant. And when we add in children, oh my goodness, talk about a mess. It is a glorious mess, but it's a mess, isn't it? And there are days that you probably just find yourself saying, will you ever get it? I don't understand, how many times do I have to tell you this? No matter how hard you try, there are those days where you question over and over again, will they ever get it? I can't count how many times I've said the same thing within minutes. Now, maybe it's because I'm a mom of five and I've worked with children my entire life, basically. I think I was born into taking care of children. I wasn't exactly, but when my little brother came along, my mom would always tell me that she made me responsible for the diaper bag. And that's really a big responsibility for a four-year-old. And, you know, and if I didn't pack it right, well, my brother wasn't taken care of. He didn't have his bottle. He wouldn't have his clean diapers, his blankie, his toys, whatever he needed, it was going to be my fault. And so maybe that made me a little bit overly protective, watchful, observant as to what I needed to do. And it continued throughout my lifetime. And I find myself there today. Will they ever get it? And I look at my kids and I'm going, oh my gosh, how many times have I said this? No more broken records or skipping CDs. Will they ever get it? Am I speaking another language maybe? You know, do they need their ears checked or even their eyes checked? They can't see what's right in front of them. It astounds me that no matter how I say it, whether I whisper it or yell it from the rooftops, what needs to be done doesn't get done. I mean, how many times do I need to tell you that when you wake up in the morning, your bed needs to be made? Now, I'm not that kind of a mom, meaning I do not require them, actually. I know some of you are going to be mad at me. I don't require my children to make their beds. And you're like, what? But, however, I do have them clean their rooms, which incorporates making their beds. But it's not go make your bed. It's clean your room. And that encompasses a lot of other things. But what drives me crazy is I'd walk in their room and there's, you know, what is it? Do they explode out of their clothes? They just drop? I mean, do you have a child that comes into your house and all of a sudden it's like, are they even dressed? Their shoes are there. You find pants, you find a shirt, then you find another undershirt. You find a sock in one area and a sock in another area. And you're like, well, where's the child? What happened? And the more I had, the more crazy it got. And the rooms, you know, their bedrooms just became more of that. And then they learned to become self-sufficient in the kitchen. And oh my goodness, I'm just telling you, confession time. I was not very appreciative of their talents or lack thereof because they loved to be self-sufficient. They would get everything out. They're great at that. But putting it back away, not so much. Will they ever get it? I sometimes wonder if that's what God says to me. And he sits there and shakes his head and said, I knew this one was going to be a doozy. What was I thinking? Yet he looks at me and still sees that potential, that hope. I don't know that I'm as forgiving, maybe, as my Heavenly Father. I like to think I am, but I got to tell you, it doesn't stop there. Will they ever get it? You know, it's not just about the children, then it moves into the husband. And, you know, confession here, my husband is really good. He will even do his own laundry. So, you know, he picks up after himself. He doesn't leave his stuff out all over. I don't have very many complaints. He has a few hiccups of his own. But when it comes to, like, cleaning and tidying up, oh, no, 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 no. He's awesome at that. But when it comes to other things, maybe we could work on it. But you see, it's not just about the family, right? It extends to our friends. It extends to our church, the clubs we're involved in, even our online connections. Will they ever get it? But then I have to stop and think, okay, is it their problem or is it my problem? I got to turn the tables and ask myself, what do I need to be doing that I'm not doing? Regardless of whether or not we want to admit it, our influence is mirrored back to us. I want that to sink in for a moment. And if you have to, look at a mirror. Your influence is mirrored back to you. So when you're having this moment of, will they ever get it? What's their influence? As much as we'd like to put excuses onto gaming and technology and the media and all of this, you know who has the greatest influence in your family? You're looking at her, Mama. Daddy does too. But for the most part, it's Mama. Mama is the one, the stability, the security within the family, the glue that holds the family together. Your influence is mirrored back to you. You know, we've talked about role modeling before. However, I wanted to take a different perspective. With the new year around the corner, because we are around the corner, right? It's the Happy New Year's Eve. That's what it is. And I can't believe it. We're a blink away from 2017. It just doesn't seem fair. Or it's totally unbelievable, but it's here. And with the new year around the corner, goals and New Year's resolutions are a topic of conversation. You can be standing in the grocery line and you can just all of a sudden be talking about, oh, so what do you want to do differently? Besides the number one thing, I want to get healthier. It's easier to say that than to say I want to lose weight. So most of us now go, oh, I want to eat better. I want to get healthier. That's the number one. We all know that. But you see, there's all these other things that we want to change too. The things that we try to change in others. Will they ever get it? So what would it look like if you began to make a change or an alteration in how you do something? Will you ever get it? It's those little subtleties in life. Because those little subtleties in life can be your greatest impact. It's the little things. As much as I like to think I know it all, I don't know it all. I'm far from that. I learn every single day. And one thing I've learned the most of is I got to be a little, have a lot of grace with myself, and I got to laugh at myself because being a perfectionist, I want to do it right. And I am my worst, oh, my double, my triple, whatever worst critic you can be. And I will sit here and I will go through the steps in my mind. How could I have done that better? How could have I improved it? You know, did I come across the wrong way? Did I say the wrong thing? I will play a conversation over in my head, I kid you not, probably about 50 times if I think maybe something went wrong, trying to dissect it. The subtleties in life, what you do, the little things can actually and will be your greatest impact of 2017. Remember, your influence is mirrored back to you. Will you ever get it? I don't know. How can I ask my children to do something if I'm not willing to do it? Now, of course, there's a different story here. When I do it and they're not doing it, well, then we have a different problem. And that's for another episode. But for this episode, we're talking about being who we are asking them to be. And that's a tough thing. You know, when my children were little, and especially when it was like the first one, And you begin to really, you're very watchful. Now, I've been watchful on all of mine because I was able to homeschool my children. And so I can honestly say I really know my children inside and out. In fact, sometimes it scares them that I know them so well. They look at me and they're like, Mom. I'm like, I know. Some moms don't have that opportunity to really get to know their kids because they do what they need to do in their lives and they make their decisions. But I was privileged to be able to homeschool them. And so I had my children home for a very long time. They were very much a part of my every single moment of life. And I had no one to blame but myself. Talk about looking into a mirror. Some days it was very scary. And I would look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, you got that part in me. I'm so glad. And there would be another moment that I'm going, oh my gosh, what did I do? Lord, please help them. Because they got a part of me that I didn't want. You see, none of us are perfect. But God sees us as perfect through Jesus Christ. And when we begin to give ourselves grace and understand that we're not going to get it right all the time, but we can do better, that's the key. That's making those subtle changes. It's not about being perfect. It's about making progress, making changes, little tweaks. So your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy is this. What do you want mirrored this year? That's just a reflection. I'm not even going to give you anything else on that, but I just want you to think about that. That's a lot to digest and to formulate your thoughts. Think about your actions that your children take. Are they actions that you would want them to take? Is it an action that you would want to, you know, present yourself? Think about if they have this tone that just bites. Do you have a tone that bites? Maybe they get angry at certain things. Are they kind of following in your footsteps? What do you want mirrored this year for 2017? That's kind of a hard realization. And it's not meaning to be a smack in the face, but I do want it to be a wake-up call for you. A call to action saying, you know what? Stop just complaining. Stop being that broken record. Make an impact. Will they ever get it? They will if you get it. You see, sometimes our children are given to us as blessings. Why? So God can train us up. Because it's a mirror. Sometimes we don't know what we are or what others see until we see it ourselves. The reflection. So don't run from it. Don't hide from it. But begin to embrace it. If you'd like some help, I would love to help you. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin the conversation. It's a free call. That's it. 20 minutes with me. Let's chat. I promise you, you will walk away with something. And it's not to sell you anything, I promise. But it's here to lift you up. The second thing is maybe you're needing an escape. You need some accountability and it's beyond your friends. And you feel like that, well, gosh, you listen to me every day. I want to be closer to you, Christiane. I want to be closer to the people that of like-mindedness. We got a group. It's free. It's a private Facebook group. Just request to join. The link is in the show notes. It's Women of Impact. Or you can search for it, facebook.com/groups/women, the Women of Impact. Now, you know something exciting is around the corner, don't you? Yes, I've told you that, but I'm not giving you the details yet. But you do need to make sure you're signed up for the newsletter, or you need to be paying close attention over these next few days because the announcements are coming and you're going to want to be a part of it. I promise you, I am so excited and scared out of my mind all at the same time. But that means God is on the move. And when he's on the move, I want to be there with him. So will you ever get it? Yeah, you will. And don't try to change everything at once. We'll go through some of that. But I want you to begin to break it down in your head and think about what do you want mirrored this year? In 2017. What is it? What are those tweaks? I'm working on those answers too. because I got a lot of little ones that look up at me. Mom, you got the answer, right? And some of mine are now fully grown adults out there in the real world, and they're still looking at me. Mom, you got the answer, right? I don't know. I'm trying. But I'm going to work on those little subtleties in life so that I can have the greatest impact that God wants me to have. Go out and make it an incredible weekend. Enjoy your family. Happy New Year. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.